Omar Khadr, the youngest detainee held at Guantanamo Bay, has finally been transferred to Canada, his home country. Khadr was just 15 years old when he was captured in Afghanistan. Despite being eligible for protections under the International Convention on Child Soldiers, which the United States has signed, he was subject to harsh interrogations, charged with war crimes, and held in detention for more than 10 years. In 2010, he agreed to plead guilty to all charges in exchange for an 8-year prison sentence on top of the time he had already spent at Guantanamo. Jennifer Turner is a human rights researcher with the American Civil Liberties Union. She says Khadr should never have been held for trial in the first place.
Ironically, the crime that Omar Khadr was charged with and ultimately convicted of committing, throwing a grenade that killed a U.S. Army member, was in fact not even a war crime. Omar Khadr was inside of a compound when U.S. military bombarded the compound. He was 15 years old and was the only surviving person inside the compound and ultimately was charged with killing the only U.S. service member who was killed during the action, U.S. Army Sergeant Christopher Speer. The only murder of a U.S. military member that's been prosecuted as a war crime.
But it was a combat situation.
It was a combat situation.
When does combat turn into murder?
It doesn't. There simply is no historical basis for charging this as a war crime. Omar Khadr's entire case was just simply, there was no precedent for either trying a child as an alleged child soldier. There was no precedent for charging murder of a U.S. military member in either Iraq or Afghanistan as murder in violation of the laws of war. It's simply no precedent, period.
How was this handled by Canada? Canada did not seem to be too adamant about getting their citizen back.
No, Omar Khadr pled guilty 2 years ago in exchange for a sentence of 8 years and the promise from Canada that it would look favorably on an application for transfer to Canada. But ultimately, Omar Khadr's case, much as it had in the United States, became something of a political football, and the Canadian public safety minister kept stalling on putting in the request for Omar's transfer to Canada. In fact, Omar Khadr's Canadian lawyers had filed a petition to Canadian federal court challenging that delay and saying it was an abusive process and was going to be heard next week. But obviously, Omar Khadr was transferred this weekend before it was heard.
How much sentence does he have left to serve out in Canada?
In Canada, he has 6 years left. He's already served about 2 years of an 8-year sentence, but he could be eligible for parole as early as next summer.
Considering the length of time that has passed, considering that he is now an adult, is there any recourse in Canadian courts or in international tribunals of any sort to have his case as a child soldier, as a victim, heard?
The only recourse really at this point is parole. At this point, Omar Khadr can apply for parole, and the parole board presumably would look at both his mistreatment and torture in U.S. custody, his age at the time he committed the offense, which was 15, the conditions in which he was detained at Bagram and Guantanamo, and hopefully decide to release him on parole. Other than that, Omar Khadr's Canadian lawyers have brought cases to the Canadian Supreme Court, which have found that his treatment was torture in violation of both international law and the Canadian Constitution. But beyond that, there's very little recourse, unfortunately, available to him. And as part of his plea deal, he agreed that he would not bring any kind of lawsuit against the United States government challenging his treatment of him and his detention.
So is there any way that the United States can be held accountable for its violation of the child soldier protections or the treatment that was given to Omar Khadr while he was in custody?
No, unfortunately, in both Omar Khadr's case and in other plea deals the U.S. government has struck for Guantanamo detainees, it forecloses any possibility of bringing legal action against the U.S. government for torture and mistreatment and abuse of prisoners there in their personal cases.
So how can there ever be any accountability if these agreements to forfeit any right to sue are upheld? It seems coercive at the very least.
It is very coercive. I mean, even the plea deal itself was coercive. I mean, Omar Khadr had repeatedly said that he was innocent prior to pleading guilty. The U.S. military admitted later that, in fact, there was an adult standing next to him when the grenade was thrown who was killed by a U.S. service member who was most likely responsible, in fact, for the murder of Christopher Speer. But there simply is, unfortunately, no recourse for Omar Khadr. And this is truly one of the sorriest chapters of Guantanamo, that we detained and tortured a 15-year-old and then held him for over a decade, charged him with war crimes, and are now washing our hands of him and depriving him of any chance to challenge his treatment or get any kind of justice for how he's been mistreated.
Has Canada agreed to treat him in accord with the provisions of the Treaties on the Treatment of Child Soldiers?
Thus far, to my knowledge, the Canadian government hasn't made any promises about how we'll treat Omar Khadr, how we'll view his case, but his lawyers are hopeful, at least, that his request for parole will be looked on favorably and that at least the parole board will take into account Canada's international obligations under the Child Soldiers Protocol, which the U.S. and Canada both ratified. In fact, the Canadian government was instrumental in passing it in the first place, requires governments to look at child soldiers really candidates for rehabilitation and reintegration back into society and as victims rather than as criminals to prosecute. The U.S. government's treatment of Omar Khadr, from its torture of Omar Khadr in Afghanistan to decades of detention and prosecution in the military commissions, flies in the face of the Child Soldiers Protocol, every single provision of it.
Jennifer Turner is a human rights researcher with the American Civil Liberties Union.